You will need to reorganize and reprioritize what you're doing as budgets shrink. That means making sure you're doing everything you can as well as you can. And that means fine-tuning performance measures and outcomes. Some suggestions now from Karen Knowles, the general manager for the U.S. Federal Government Business Unit at the SAS Institute. Karen, it's great to have you on the show today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
What are the findings that in this report, the taxing times the federal efficiency opportunity?
Well, last October, Obama's Deficit Commission suggested that the federal government develop a regimented plan to curb discretionary spending by 16% by the year 2015. And this study was purposed to take a look at investigating with federal executives, professionals in financial operations and performance, how they might actually do that while maintaining service to the federal government and to the constituents, the citizens of the United States. Some of the key findings are really interesting. I guess at a very high level, one of the key findings was that 43% of the respondents say that they often take advantage of cost-saving ideas. And that's really the first place that the federal government is looking to increase efficiencies as opposed to cutting services to the American public.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I thought was interesting about the way this was presented was these efficiencies presented as opportunities. I think there is a perception in government that efficiency is a code word for cutting, and nobody likes cutting. And I'm not sure that is true. Is that the attitude that you took away? Is that agencies are really open to these kinds of things and consider them to be opportunities?
I absolutely do think that. Of the 150 people that were surveyed for this exercise, they really feel like they don't have as much information as they would like to have about their agency's spend, either by a particular project or even in terms of their management's priorities, in order for them to participate in finding cost savings opportunities. And, you know, today they're gathering all this information about spending very often in manually compiled reports and spreadsheets, which is, you know, it's time intensive and it's very difficult to apply any kind of technology to that to uncover inefficiencies. So I think there's actually a sort of level of optimism that if we could get a lot more information to the people a little bit at the ground level, but also in executive positions, about what's going on inside their own agencies, where the money is actually being spent, where there might be duplicates or program overlap, that they wouldn't have to cut services to the public, but would rather save money by getting rid of things that shouldn't be there in the first place.
Do you get a sense that the approach to finding efficiencies and measuring performance and so on is strategic most agencies across government, or is it just kind of a catch-as-catch-can effort?
Wow. Well, yeah, only 31% of those people that were surveyed indicated that there was a formal plan to look for inefficiencies. 47% of the respondents indicated that they were doing ad hoc analysis. So there's some direction to do some. The DOD is doing more, for instance, in terms of looking for inefficiencies. But I think you're right that it's a little more ad hoc than I think it could be.
Mm-hmm. The whole idea of that, I think, is maybe a little surprising to people at this point in time when we have talked, till I'm blue in the face about do more with less. It seems that's integrated into just about everything that's going on in government. And so I think maybe I would have expected more people to be in a situation where they're doing strategic thought when it comes to that.
I think you're right. And I think one of the things that you maybe have tapped into is a little bit of the use it or lose it mentality that does exist. It's a fundamental budget practice inside of our federal government that does not incentivize leaders to find ways to reduce costs, because the theory is, of course, that then they won't have those funds available to them in the following year to do other things with them. And so I think that that's an underlying issue that needs to be addressed either through, you know, performance incentives or other ways to motivate people and incentivize them to release that, kick that habit or that thinking, and go after these inefficiencies and find that money.
Were there misperceptions that you found through talking to these people and surveying their thoughts and their interests and what they're actually pursuing? Are there other things that you found that surprised you maybe about how these things are happening inside the agencies?
I guess the thing that surprised me was something I already mentioned, which is that they don't have access to this information. I think all of us know, working in this environment, either for the government or around it, that there's a tremendous amount of data out there. The government certainly holds a lot of that information. But the ability to get that out to the people who are making decisions and the ability to apply technology, either just simply reporting technology or even analytics to help them uncover anomalies and things like that, is not proliferated to the extent that I thought it was, since I've been doing this for nearly 20 years myself. So I think that was my biggest surprise, was that the information is not getting out in a timely and an easy manner to the people who really need it.
All right, if I'm sitting in an agency and I'm hearing what you're saying and I'm saying we do need to get strategic about driving efficiency at this agency, what's step one for me and maybe step two or three?
Well, first I would say fantastic, congratulations and how can we help? But I think that the first recommendation, it's one of the things that we uncovered in the study, was the places that they are looking for efficiencies, typically in sort of operating costs. 47% of people that they are looking in operational costs, but less than a third of the respondents indicated that they were looking at inefficiencies in their acquisition or sourcing. Less than a third indicated that they were looking at what I mentioned earlier, that program overlap or duplication. And 19% are only looking at, only 19% rather, are looking at asset management. And something you touched on earlier in your program today, only 18% of them are looking at their enterprise IT architecture to find if there are inefficiencies or not. So there are some very clear directions that I would sort of point to and say, let's go take a look at those areas and see if we can uncover some cost savings.
The SAS Institute did this in conjunction with Meritalk and Karen Knowles. I appreciate you being on with me to talk about it today. Thank you very much. We've got it linked up, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.
Thank you.